This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
That's right. Mad Wednesday's coming at you from Joy. Robbie, Cam and Lisa all the way through.
Hello.
All the way through till 6 o'clock today.
It's going to be a big one today.
Now, I've got a hot button issue that I need to discuss with both of you.
Please.
I have metaphorical blue balls over what the Spice Girls have been doing to me.
Can I tell you?
Tell me.
Oh, I tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I want the truth, Mel B.
What?
But also, I am a deep state conspiracy theorist.
Oh.
And I believe that they might still be coming. They just weren't ready to make the announcement.
I agree.
Mel B might have jumped the gun on that one, and she might have got into a bit of hot trouble. And so she's had to wave it off. Oh, you know me. I can't be trusted.
Yeah. Look, that's certainly what I feel like, too. For those who don't know, have been living under a rock and don't know what we're talking about. The story so far is that a couple of weeks ago, some key media people from Australia got flown to the UK to meet with the Spice Girls, weren't told why, were told they'll be told when they get there. Obviously, we imagine some interviews were recorded. Now, then their final concert in London, I believe?
Correct, yes.
Mel B announced from the stage, see you in Melbourne in February.
Yes.
So, see you in Australia in February.
Yep.
So, obviously, social media has melted down because nobody's announced that yet.
Went berserk.
Then there was meant to be a project on Sunday night. An interview on the project on Sunday night that was scheduled, then cancelled after Mel B did this.
Really?
And then Mel B has gone and done media reneging on that. She may have jumped the gun a little bit that all the girls haven't signed off. She actually said that she was trying to force their hand a little bit, which I think is really sneaky.
I'd say
if they were doing it in February, it would have already had to have been signed off.
Yeah, I would think so too.
Which is why the deep state conspiracy theorist in me truly believes
I think somebody's lost their exclusive and isn't very happy.
Correct.
And therefore, and of course this is all just hearsay, I've got no idea.
Absolutely none, obviously speaking from a world of wisdom.
Yeah, this is what we do here. We're experts on absolutely nothing. Definitely I think someone's lost their exclusive.
Yep.
They've gone, right, we'll get Mel B to take it all back. We'll let it die down for a week, then the exclusive.
Yeah.
I think we'll see that pop up again.
That's what I'm really, really hoping for.
Well, I mean, otherwise I just don't know how I can cope with the news that they're not coming.
I can't.
They can't do it to us again.
I nearly quit my job over it, and my job doesn't even know anything about the Spice Girls. Absolutely nothing to do with the music or entertainment industry whatsoever.
Also, there's no reason to quit your job because you
I just would have.
Excitement.
Got into a deep, dark, spiraling depression.
I'm very excited. The way that the arena's been set up, there's a bit of a sort of a semicircle stage that goes out into the audience.
Yes.
And I need to be in those tickets inside that circle.
Right, yes.
Sorry, Dave.
I want to sing the splash zone.
Oh, he's been warned. He's been well warned.
Absolutely.
I don't care how much it costs or how little I have to eat for 2 weeks. I will be there.
Yeah.
What's your biggest Spice Girls memory? They're so ingrained in our history, especially people around, well, our age group, Cam, but people around our age. You would have been about 25. Wouldn't
you? How dare you? Be so accurate. No, look, I was a sprightly teenager. I was a teen queen. I think my favourite Spice Girl memory was Spice World, the movie, had just come out. And I was up visiting my father on the Gold Coast at this time. And I'd Googled when the first screening on the Gold Coast was going to be because for some reason I was left off somebody's media list that I couldn't attend a premiere or something. It had obviously gotten lost in the mail because we still used mail back in those days. And I found out that it was going to be very early at Australia Fair Shopping Centre. I don't know if anyone in the room is familiar with Australia Fair Shopping Centre, but it's not necessarily a shopping centre in a suburb that you want to be at unattended. But I was there and I wore my lime, like my like lime velour leisure suit. I had put all my glitter into my hair gel and had just looked like a mirror ball. And the first screening was very early and I got there at like 4:30 in the morning. I'd staked out my spot like I was going to get the first ticket. And surely enough, as it comes closer and closer for the movie time, you know, and the cinema to even open, let alone screening time, all of these little children started rocking up. And let me tell you, my 16-year-old ass was not having a bit of it. So as the roller doors started rolling up and everyone started to rush inside, I realized I might have a good 10 years on them, but they have a height advantage when it comes to sliding under a roller
door.
Under
a roller door, of course.
Not me. No, I tuck and rolled. I commando rolled. I grabbed my little backpack and I commando rolled under there. Sent children flying.
A couple of hip and shoulders. Yeah,
let me tell you. Got my first ticket and got the first. So I got the first ticket on the Gold Coast. And I got my ticket and I turned around. And I was looking very good. Like feeling very good about myself. Like I'd achieved my goal.
Nothing to anybody but you.
Literally. And I turned around and mothers are nursing their screaming children. Because
who are crying, they've just been hip and shouldered out of the way.
Hip and shouldered by a 16-year-old loudly dressed homosexual at a very untoward suburb of the Gold Coast.
Thank you so much for telling that, because when I was thinking about this the other day and thinking about this bicycle thing, I remembered someone had told me that exact story. I forgot that it was you. So that's really paid off. What about you, Cam? What are your memories of? Were you a Spice Girl fan?
Definitely not as much as Lisa here right now. Like this, that's dedication right there. Putting your body on the line. Well, yeah, probably. No, mine is actually the movie. I just love the movie, full stop. It is so camp.
Oh, so great.
It's hilariously 90s.
Oh, isn't it, though?
Oh, it really is. To the point that I watched it last year again, and it was so bad, but so good at the same time.
And it's just a rolling commercial.
Right. Like but do you know that you can actually do an Airbnb on the bus?
Oh, really?
Yes. I did not.
It's not the same. It's definitely not the same. It has been changed inside, but the bus is actually Airbnb in the UK.
Well, I mean, that changed the story.
It's only like $160 a night.
I mean, it's been gutted. I haven't seen the movie for years. I haven't seen the movie since around about when it came out.
Yeah.
And sort of the years following that. But I haven't seen it for many years. I've been meaning to for a while. I know my biggest memory of the Spice Girls is when Wannabe came out, and it was a bigger hit than I had ever, you know, acknowledged or known before.
Right.
I was 10 years old, so I was probably just starting to understand the concept of these things.
Of course.
I remember listening to the radio all day because without fail they'd play it once an hour.
Yes.
Every hour they would play Wannabe.
Absolutely.
And I would sit there and listen to the radio.
Exactly the same.
Yeah. They just exploded.
But how many drag queens have done Stop?
Oh, like, God.
As a group number?
Yeah.
How many gay boys have done the actions on the dance floor?
How many gay boys know the actions for, like, absolutely to 100% of the time?
Every gay bar I've ever been into, even when people are in or out of drag, when that sun comes on, the whole room stops and the armography comes out.
Yeah. Do you reckon that's the most well-known dance?
That and Who Do You Think You Are?
As far as like a sort of semi-choreographed dance, do you think like the Nutbush or anything like that would win out, or do you think Stop's the one that most people
know? One that Nutbush probably takes the cake because it's generations above us also know Nutbush quite
well. Yeah, true.
But Stop's probably number two, and number three probably 5, 6, 7, 8 by Steps.
Oh, see, I don't know that one.
Really?
No, I don't know that one.
God, I know
oh, she's ready to flip the bench.
Let's go.
We'll do it in the next bracket, shall we? Let's get to some more music. This is Kiss Me. That in the next bracket. Kiss Me by At Sunset. You are on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. You are on Mad Wednesdays. Ooh, it's Robbie, Cam and Lisa.
Hello.
We've been chatting about the Spice Girls because that's just how gay we are.
Yeah, we are deeply passionate about the topic, as should everyone.
And of course, we're struggling with this back and forth that we've been experiencing over the last couple of weeks. But also joining us in the studio, because she'll be here later talking about the Broken Heel Festival, but she's early because she's a prompt queen, and she's got a lot to say about the Spice Girls. It's Jemima Hanful.
Oh, hello, everyone. Hi. Yes, I've been sitting back here listening to the Spice Girls, clicking my fingers, going yes.
Yes, to all of it.
There was a lot of jumping around in the chair over there.
There was indeed.
You were telling us during the break about some of your favourite Spice Girls memories.
My biggest one is. I'm from Aubrey Wodonga, so I'm a country boy, and I remember being 15 years old, absolutely off my face with my friend, my one gay friend I had in Wodonga, learning the routines to the Istanbul concert, and then off YouTube, and then doing them around his house, and my mum didn't know I was gay, please.
Girl.
Yeah, no, it's sort of part of the quintessential experience, I mean, especially for those that sort of grew up around the time that we did. I mean, it was just...
They're iconic. There'd been nothing else like them before.
Yeah.
No, never.
They really just changed the game of the music industry and how acts were marketed and put together and manufactured. And
yeah, well, it was the first time that a girl group had sort of been pulled together.
Correct,
for the purposes of sort of creating a girl group, which has been a formula that's worked quite a lot in
but
the past.
But they're so diverse. Like, the characters themselves are just such diverse people. Mm. Yeah. It attracted so many different people in the world.
Yeah. There was always that one Spice Girl you always connected with. Yeah. I was always Baby Spice.
Yeah. Of course. How about you?
Oh my God, I fell head over heels for Scary Spice. She was just everything to me.
Yeah,
I'm getting quite emotional just thinking about it.
I was very much Baby as well.
So we got two babies. Yeah. I think Scary. I think Scary was the one that I liked the most. As a kid,
she had the cool shoes and the cool hair and the belly button gem.
She was such a character.
All the body glitter.
As I've gotten older, it's definitely Mel B that I appreciate the most because of her voice.
Oh, right. She was, definitely the best vocalist. Mm.
Yeah. We were also talking about iconic sort of dance moves because Stop is quite an iconic dance that everyone knows the moves to. We got a message in.
Yeah, from Rach from The Big Breakfast. Hi, Rach. She said, what about the YMCA? It's a pretty well-known dance. Must agree that Stop would have had to have been the top five, but also don't forget about the Macarena.
Of course.
No, we just got red for filth on that one.
No one should ever forget about the Macarena.
Absolutely.
Count over again. It's fantastic.
Well, I reckon we should practice some of those in the next little song break. We'll see how they go. We'll see how they go with the music that they've paired up for us.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.